Hello, greetings this afternoon. Here we are, Saturday afternoon, and it's testimony time. I was thinking, as I thought about testimony time, I thought, well, you know, maybe it'd be good to just stimulate your thinking for a minute or two. What is the purpose of a testimony meeting? Any responses?
Can be used to overcome the devil.
Can be used to overcome the devil. Amen. Yes.
Show others what Christ has done in your life.
Show others what Christ has done in your life.
To encourage others.
To encourage others. Amen. Yes. Other thoughts?
Show forth the glory of God.
Show forth the glory of God. Yes. Praise God. Exalt His name among the people. Amen. So the focus should be upon whom? Jesus Christ. Amen. If it weren't for Jesus, we wouldn't be here. So it's all about Him. So the purpose of a testimony meeting is to encourage one another with what God has done in our lives. Today's testimony meeting is a spontaneous testimony meeting. You're going to have opportunity, a number of you, and you ponder that a bit. If you feel that God has done something in your life this week that you would like to share, you're welcome to do that. But you know, we're not necessarily just focusing on what God has done this week, though we are excited about what God has done this week. We are also excited to hear testimonies of how God has worked in your life over the last year, perhaps. And if you have something to share that you know, God has been bringing you along in your journey, and God, and you see stepping stones of growth in your life, and you like to share testimony of the glory of God, of how God has been faithful in meeting your needs. We'd be open to that and enjoy hearing about that. Now, we only really have an hour for this testimony meeting, and if we were to average 2 minutes per person, we'd have 30 testimonies. So that's about 10%, just slightly, 30 testimonies would be slightly over 10% of you having opportunity to share testimony. So long and short of it is, we're simply asking you not to take a lot of time. Be fairly brief and to the point. But obviously you need to say what you need to say in order for us to understand it. But yeah, we're not looking for 5 or 10 minute presentations, just a few minutes, just sharing what God has done. What God has done in your life, commitments that you may have made as God has spoken to you. I think in order to keep it moving readily along, we'll have the young men trying to think what would work best here. You could maybe keep 2-3 people, young ladies on this side, young men over here, and keep several people waiting all the time. And as soon as one person finishes, another one steps up. And basically alternate young man, young lady, and so forth. So you can begin to step out if you feel you have a testimony you'd like to share. Just step out, a few of you, to start. And just stand over here on the sides and just one after the other. Come up and share just a bit what God has done. So, okay. Maybe we could just bow our heads and commit this time to the Lord in prayer. Shall we do that? Father, thank you. Again, thank you today for this day. Thank you for the beautiful day, and thank you for the privilege of life and strength again to see this day. Father, thank you for each of the youth present here. And again, we just pray a blessing upon them as they ponder what you have done in their lives and share by way of testimony, testifying of your faithfulness and your grace and your goodness to them. So we pray, bless each one, bless this time. May it be a means of, again, strengthening and edifying and encouraging our hearts in the fear of God. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good afternoon. My name is Christopher Schrock. I'm from Tennessee. I was really blessed to be here this week. I was expecting a blessing when I came here, and I truly did get one. I feel like this week I have been given a walk that I can walk out when I go home. So many times after Bible school in the past years, I was experiencing an emotional high. I'm sure you can identify with that. And when I went home, everything kind of crashed in on me, and it really was left me doubting, you know, what exactly happened. And I'm not here to say that the word wasn't preached before, but for some reason this year, I really saw a walk that I can walk out when I go home, something that I can pursue, that I can live by, to continue down the road of righteousness, of becoming more like Christ. Something that really stood out to me in the message last night that David was sharing is the fact that the Father has given all the judgment to the Son. He has committed it to the Son, and that fact really brought the thought of the judgment of God. It made it very personal to me to realize that the one who shed his blood on the cross for my sins is the one who's going to judge me on the last day if I reject that salvation. And that just made it very personal to me. It was encouragement to strive to obey all the commands of Christ and love him like he deserves me to.
My name is Misty Wall, and I just want to praise the Lord and bless his holy name for his goodness and his faithfulness to me. And I've just been so blessed this week, and the Lord's just been working in my heart, and he's granted me a heart of forgiveness towards somebody that has really hurt me in this last year. And I've just been so thankful, and I just want to praise the Lord for his faithfulness. And also, you know, just in this last year, and the Lord has been so faithful, and there's been some very difficult things that our families walked through this year. But the Lord has been so faithful, and he's been showing me that, you know, look, Misty, if you walk by me, I will be faithful to you, and I will show you the path of life. And if you dwell in my presence, there's fullness of joy. And I want to be faithful to the Lord Jesus, and I want to dwell in his presence where there's fullness of joy, so that whenever he comes back, I'll be ready. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I just thought I'd share a testimony of what the Lord has been working in my life this week. Coming in Monday, I had a situation that I still hadn't totally given to the Lord, hadn't totally dealt with. And all day Monday, I didn't get much of anything out of any of the messages that were preached. I may have gotten a little here, a little there, but not really much of anything. And so Monday night, I took my prayer group leader aside, and we went aside and talked for, I don't know, probably an hour, and talked through the situation and prayed about it. And the Lord gave me a sense of victory over that area. And then even, I think it was even yesterday, after Rick Hess's message, I took him aside and we talked about it some more. I guess there's a Lord brought a few new aspects of the situation that weren't dealt with yet to my remembrance. And we went aside and dealt with the Lord and dealt with that. And I praise the Lord for that. And the biggest thing I was thinking from yesterday that the Lord was showing me was if Christ, it was from David Cooper's message last night, was if Jesus isn't the focal point, not if he's not the center of our life, what is? And we can fill the blank in with any number of things. I guess my challenge to us all is that we would realize what we have in Christ, what he's done for us, and what we received this week. There are a lot of people out there in the world who would love to be able to come to Bible school like this and just sit under the preaching of the Word and just drink in everything we've heard this week. So my challenge to all of us is to go on with God and not quickly turn away from the things that we have heard or the commitments that we made to God.
Hi, my name is Jordan Larson. My current reason for coming to Bible school wasn't really to change. It was just kind of to learn. Well, for confession, my prayer group leader had me confess something, and I didn't know if I confessed it, so I decided to confess it. And God used that to bring out my fear. I had such fear I had fear about thinking bad thoughts. So I just wanted to say, I mean, God released that from me, and I'm not cheerful anymore. So anyway, I just want to share that with you.
My name is Joseph Aaron. It's been a blessing to be here, and I'm rejoicing in the awesomeness of God and in the greatness of His Christ. And I've come here with my cup turned up, and I know it's been filled and overflowing, and I've got so much to apply to my Christian life. I've got so much to grow in, but yet I'm also encouraged because this week I was able to see Christ work in my life. Praise God that He's brought to my attention where I was falling short of being what He wanted me to be. And I praise Him for giving me the grace to press on in Christ. I also want to thank Brother David for giving us young men a reproof for not standing up for the name of Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I thank him for mentioning that because it gave me the courage to share that God has been working in my life. I don't know if I have anything terribly profound to say. This week we have much to rejoice in, we have much to strive for, and we have much to be sobered by. I wished I could go through and give a special thanks and mention the things that stood out to me from every one of the teachers, but I would like to thank each one of the people that have labored in the Word here, and may God bless them for that, and all of them have been an encouragement to me. I guess I'll just bring in closing. I was especially called to the task of Christ by Brother Mostoff's sermon, and realizing that if we were ready to live the commitment that we stood for that night, it may mean death, it may mean torture, it may mean prison. But for the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that there be no one here that wouldn't have that kind of commitment. May the name of the Lord Jesus Christ be glorified, for He alone deserves the glory. May He be exalted. Amen.
Hello, my name is Elizabeth's daughter. This week has been a good week for me to just lay aside life and take a week to consider where I have come and gone in the last year. And last night's message by Brother David Cooper on "Is Christ the center of your life?" spoke to me, and I had to go and repent in the areas of how I spend my time and being ashamed to witness for Him. My life is His, and so He gets to tell me what to do when. God bless you.
Hi, my name is Seth Dickerson, and you can find out everything else about me in the student listing. You guys are so blessed to have what has been said this week. From where I come from, I don't get this. We don't have what you have here. You are so blessed. And I was very, very much so blessed to be able to hear what was said, and I asked my prayer group to pray for me, and so that I can actually take it home and apply it. Because, you know, there's so much good teaching here, and it doesn't do you any good unless you actually do something with it. So that's something that we can all think about, taking it home and actually apply some of it. But my testimony is that I was not really taking and understanding everything that I actually thought about being a Christian was. I was like, yeah, I'm a Christian, but I never actually really understood it until just in the recent times that everything what a Christian means and actually applying it. And what you've heard was said here, being a Christian is way more serious than most of us take it, and I wasn't taking it as seriously as I should have. So that's one thing that this week that I was encouraged to do and be is a better Christian, not just for myself, but for the name of Christ, because the world out there sees us as a representative of Christ. We need to take that seriously.
My name is Matilda Schrock, and I just want to praise God that I can be His child and for His love for me. And in the last year, He's been teaching me to lean upon Him and trust in Him to lead my life. And I just want to testify that His way is the absolute best. And I want Him to be the center of my life and go home and meditate on His Word so that I can become more like Him. And I'm just thankful, and I just wanted to share that for His glory.
My humble greeting to you all in the name of our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. My name is Casey Gilchrist. I come from India. And I had no idea what I was to learn here in this conference. I had come from India to attend the Global Leaders Summit in New York and in Capitol Hill and United Nations meeting for leaders, international leaders, and then in Georgia for some Christian leaders. My friend just introduced me to this program, and it was my great blessed privilege and honor and blessings that I have received through this conference. And I thank God that what I have received, I was struggling what I'm going to do with a lot of information I had learned in New York and Washington, and how I should really be a good Christian to my country and impact the nation and the people and the missions in India. I've made very clear, and I made some decisions based on the sermons that I had heard here, and those were directly the words from the Lord that touched my heart and my mind and helped me and challenged me, and it's working to change my life again with a transformed and renewed heart and mind. I want to share with you. I should be doing the things not in the way that I like or I want. I want to do the things the way God wants me to do. And that's very clear. If you want to please God, you have to do according to His rules, according to His law, and according to His ways. And second thing which I had made decision that I should not compromise with the values and the faith that God has given us in Jesus Christ. And that's my one of the major commitment. I was trying to do many things and become good person and accomplish great things for the Lord. But the Lord said, you need not to those do many things. You have to do only one thing. That is, you need to do the things in the way the Lord wanted me. And I praise God for a wonderful time here. And it was a privilege to meet many of you and know you closely, and how passionate and committed you are for the missions. And now, as we look ahead, here is the challenge that we need to be true to the faith of our Father, holy faith. And let us lay our life, never looking back, no turning back, take up the cross and follow Him. And let us be an ambassador to the nations around us. God bless you and keep you all, and do remember me in your prayers. Thank you so much.
My name is Stephanie Zerman. I'm from Hillsboro, Wisconsin. I've been very blessed and challenged this week. I guess the main thing for me is just challenged to be more of a servant and to surrender, give up my own things that I like to do and my own free time just to do whatever people need help with, and I could just be a lowly servant for him in whatever jobs he has for me. And as I see how much Jesus has done for me and how great God is that we've seen this week, I just see how indebted I am to him. I think of the verse in Corinthians that says that I'm bought with a price. I'm not my own. And I just want to give my whole self to him and be for his service and just make him the center of my life.
Good afternoon. My name is Ricky Penner. I'm from Bolivia. I just want to share a little bit what I have went through last couple months. I was struggling with insurance of salvation, and I was tired about that. And one evening, I asked the Lord if he wanted to show me a verse in the Bible if I'm a true Christian or not. And I opened the Bible, and then it opened at Isaiah 43 and verse 1. But now thou say the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. And that verse encouraged me a bit, but I still kept doubting if I was really a true Christian, if I was really born again. And now this week, these messages, what I heard, encouraged me, and I saw I didn't believe. And I'm believing now. God saved me. And my desire is just to go on and share the gospel to those that never heard it and don't want to believe.
My name is Jennifer Weaver, and I would like to thank the Lord for giving me this opportunity to come to Bible school, and I'm rejoicing that I'm his child, and I'm very thankful that he loves me, and I'm more excited about the Lord Jesus, and I have a new zeal to live more faithfully for him. May the Lamb that was slain receive the reward of his suffering. That is my desire, that I may glorify the Lord in my life on earth. God bless you all.
Well, I didn't feel like coming up here, but I felt like God saying to me, "Are you ashamed of me?" Monday night, I felt very convicted that I needed to confess a sin in my life. And so I took a brother back, and I talked to him and confessed, and he prayed for me. And since then, I've had joy unspeakable and peace. I plead with you. If you are holding anything back, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. Jesus wants to give you peace. Thank you.
I certainly don't feel like I have anything to say, but I just want to testify that Jesus is my Lord and that he truly does forgive and give us peace if we just let him, if we just accept him and let him do his work in our life. And I just praise God for all he has done this week. I want to thank everyone that has had a part in making this week possible for us. And I just pray that you continue striving to seek his will in your life and serve him.
Hello, my name is Jeremy Landis, and I've been blessed this week. I really appreciated what David Cooper shared on the two covenants. That was a encouragement to me. I needed to fully trust Jesus for salvation and not for works, as the verse in Galatians 3:24 says. Wherefore the law was, wrong one, 5:4. Christ is become of no effect unto you, whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. It became clear to me that the only thing that justifies us is faith in Jesus Christ. And we can, it's not works of righteousness that we have done. Also, I was thinking, I desire to go home and meditate on God's word more and fill my mind with that and just think about it and apply it to my life. I desire God to give me a deeper love for the lost. That way I can have a burden for them and see how great the cost of my salvation was. There's a verse here in John 6 I thought of. Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he has sent. And that is what we can do, is believe on Jesus Christ. God bless you all.
I just want to testify today of what the Lord's done for me, and I just prayed to him for his grace, and that I had just seen that I was not going all the way with the Lord in being willing to confess Jesus and speak of him to those around me. And I just want to testify right now that I've surrendered to the Lord to be unashamed of Jesus and of being his ambassador, and confessing Jesus to those around me, and just that he is worthy of my all, and just want to give him my all and give him my life, and just praise him because he is worthy.
Hi, my name is Jacob Shimlaski. With a show of hands, you can all tell me that it's hard to confess your sins. Who here believes that it's hard to get God's grace? I believe that's very easy. For me, I came out hard to confess my sins, but I was thankful when I finally did it. It's hard for me to do. I read Romans 6, 1 and 2. It says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? For me, I believe that God's grace is more powerful than my sin. And I was able to talk with people throughout the week, get things cleared up with me and God. And I just wanted to tell you all that it's so much easier living without your sin than with your sin. I just wanted to give God the glory, and he is almighty. God bless you all, and thank you for the week.
Hi, my name is Lisa Fair. I come from Ontario, Canada. I was not expecting to come here to Bible school this year. It was totally unexpected. But somehow the Lord had everything planned out for me. On Thursday afternoon, the Lord saved me and freed me from the bondage of sin. Amen. And I want to thank him and praise him for his mercy. I want him to be the center of my life. Thank you.
I forgave my father for some deep relational hurts between us. I believe that I've found peace with God. I want to go home and be a faithful Christian.
My name is Iva Summers. I'm from Virginia. I just want to say that several months ago, Christ was not the center of my life. Someone else was. And I can just say that Jesus in his love took that person out of my life. And I can just say today that Jesus is now the center of my life, and I would not want to go back to that situation. And I just want to say too that he has given me victory over music bondages that I was in. I have taken music off my laptop that was not pleasing to my parents or to God. And I can say too that I have a weakness for beauty. And I was into things that of this world, fake beauty, I say. And I can say now that those things are back in the trash at my host's place. And I can just say that I want Christ's beauty to shine through me to others. And those of you who are not saved, who are self-serving, it's not worth it. It's such a bondage, and you can never be satisfied. And I can truly say that Christ is the only way, and Jesus, as the center of my life, has made life worth living.
My name is Michael Bondrager, and I just want to give God glory for revealing himself to me this week in a way that, in a deeper way than I feel that I've ever seen him before. Seeing him for the great God that he is, and seeing what he saved me from and where I would be if it were not for his blood. And I would also just like to share a couple days ago that, you know, as I was thinking about going home, and it's easy to, when you're immersed in God's Word and all these sessions, and it's easy to allow God to work in your life. But as I am going home, I want to continue to allow him to work in my life and to be a testimony for him to others, to speak out against sin and unrighteousness. And I was just blessed in my devotions by a verse in John that says that as he was praying for his disciples before he was to go to the cross, he prayed that they would be, that the Father would not take them out of the world, but that he would give them strength in this world. And then he said, not only do I pray for my disciples, but for all those who are going to come in the future. And I'm just thankful that God, Christ Jesus, prayed for me, and that he is there for me, and he will walk with me each step of the way. And I just want to encourage you all with that as well, that Christ will be there in the days and weeks and months to come, that he will not let us down as long as we are faithful to him.
My name is Abby Martin, and I'd just like to thank God for what he did in my life this week. I was struggling with assurance of salvation, and God did a really big work in my heart this week, and he has brought peace to my heart, and just want to go on with him and be faithful to the end. And I thank everyone that had a part in this Bible school for all he did for us.
My name is Warren Eshelman, and this is something that doesn't come natural for me. I'm very nervous. I just want to share what the Lord is doing in my life. The last number of years, my Christian life just seemed to be up and down and just not being able to grow. And just a couple months ago, maybe 2 months ago or so, I saw that I wasn't surrendering to my dad, and I was just sort of chafing under his authority. I wasn't just giving him his rightful place in my life, and that kept me back from growing in my Christian life. And I started working on that, and I just started growing in the Lord and didn't have trials, didn't have the struggle with some of the sin that I had. And I was really blessed with Rick's messages this week, taking up my cross and to nail my pride to the cross, to nail myself and my self-ambitions, nailed my will, most of all, my will, what I have, what I want for my life, the dreams and goals and things, to give it all to the Lord, so that my purpose is to go home and to grow in my relationship with my dad and to surrender everything to the Lord. And I know it won't be easy. And this just sort of, before I came up here, sort of hit me that, well, if I come up here, it might be make it harder. Satan might really throw things at me, but I want all my friends here and to help keep me accountable, and to that I would just serve the Lord my whole heart. And God bless you. And if you have not surrendered your will to your dad, haven't surrendered, be under their authority. And if you haven't surrendered your life to the Lord, do that first of all. Just God bless you all.
My name is Tracy Gorman, and I'm from Houston, Texas. I am here to do nothing but to testify to the awesome saving power of Jesus Christ. I was raised with a confused mixture of pagan and Christian teachings. I grew up with the story of Easter and Christmas, along with reading crystals and all those other pagan practices. 10 years ago, at the age of 17, God saved me out of that, and I was born again. This week was the first week that I have actually gotten to spend under good, solid Christian teachings. After getting saved, I was in a mainstream church for the first 6 years of my Christian walk. And in His mercy, God took me from that into a more conservative church. And during that time, I have grown many of the convictions that I find that I share with many of the people here. And the last 10 years have been very difficult because I have been by myself most of the time. But I found that on Monday, that I had grown weary in doing good. And I have been re-inspired to replace Christ as a center part of my life like He was early on in my walk. And when I first got here, I was not wanting to go home. And now I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to being an ambassador for Christ in my family and among the other people that I encounter on a daily basis. And I just pray that Christ will keep me in the cleft of His hand.
Hello, my name is Jeffrey Chapman, and I live nearby here. I wanted to testify of what Jesus had done in my life. One of the things He worked in my heart this week was that I on Monday afternoon started feeling that the music in my life was an obsession of mine, and I thought about it and considered it for the rest of the week, but the Spirit of God kept reminding me of it. And so finally on Thursday, I told my prayer group that I was going to have to nail the music to the cross because it wasn't pleasing to God, the obsession that I had for it. So I, by God's grace, I was able to do that. And then last night, I went and talked with Brother David Cooper before I went home, because he knows me well, and I knew that he would have good advice for me as well. So I asked him what he thought I should give up, and music was one of the things he mentioned. And so the Lord seconded that in my mind. And so by God's grace, I'm laying aside the music, even though the music was godly, and it was a cappella, and it was edifying. It was an obsession, and I was spending way too much time listening to it and copying it and indulging in it. So I just wanted to praise God for His grace and not leaving me alone and allowing the Holy Spirit to touch that area of my life. So thank you.
My name is Diane Horner, and I'm from Amherst, Virginia. And I was very hesitant to come up here because from past experiences, when I testify of something that God has done for me, specifically delivering me from something, I always am thoroughly tempted and tested by the devil afterwards. And so I was a bit hesitant to share, but the more I was thinking and praying about it, the more I just felt like God was telling me I need to bear this witness for Him. I came to this Bible school with a clear conscience before God, and was really looking forward to seeing what God was going to do in my life this week. And through the preaching and through praying, I realized on about Tuesday or Wednesday that there was something lacking in my life. And I asked my prayer group to pray with me. And I felt specifically like I was lacking the joy of the Lord. And so they prayed with me for 2 days, and I think it was on Thursday. I specifically felt like God showed me why I was lacking the joy of the Lord in my heart. And so it was very difficult that through the last day and a half, I've been able to surrender that one unsurrendered area in my life to God. And immediately I just had this overwhelming sense of joy and peace in my heart again. And so I just want to praise the Lord for that. I praise Him for the joy that He gives us when we faithfully follow Him. And also I do just want to ask you to pray for me, because I am sure that I'm going to be tempted in this area that I surrender to the Lord. God bless you.
Hello, my name is Justin Brubaker from Ohio. I came to Bible school and really struggling with assurance of salvation, and knowing where I was with God. And I just came with an open heart. Lord, here I am, show me where I'm at. And through the week, the Lord kept, what stuck out to me the most and most of the messages was, you need to have faith in God. It's the Christian life is only lived by faith. It's not lived by feelings. And so last night I responded and placed my faith in Jesus Christ again, and believing in Him that He can save me. I'm not worthy of it. But also, He spoke to me about being an ambassador for Christ, and I want to go home and be obedient to Him when He tells me to speak to somebody. Go and speak to them about the Lord. Just praise the Lord.
Hi, my name is Jennifer Chapman, and I came to Bible school this year. I was very excited about it and came praying a lot beforehand that God would just put His finger on things in my life that was not right and things I needed to surrender. And God did that in such a beautiful way this week. I just feel like a changed person standing up here today, because one thing particularly that I felt like I needed to surrender my future was something I worried about and fretted about at times, and just like clearly trusting God for it. And so I think it was Thursday that after Brother Rick's message, I just went back to the prayer rooms and just met with God and just gave it all to Him, and I just feel like I just feel so free and so completely surrendered now that whatever God has for me in His timing, I'll be ready to take it. And also just for a while in the past year, I was really going through a lot of struggles and just not letting Jesus be the complete center of my life and just trying to live on the edge in a lot of areas and just some things in my life that were worldly. And this week, God just took away a lot of those desires to live on the edge and just I want to go all the way with Him and not be one of those people that loses out to the world or to vanity and things like that. And so I just want to thank everyone that was a part of this Bible school. It just has changed my life, and I just want to praise God for the incredible things He did in me, and just never expected to feel this free and this surrendered after a week. So thank you all so much.
My name's Josiah, and I came to the week of Bible school, and I was a hypocrite. I wasn't what I made myself out to be. And last night, David Cooper's message on is Jesus Christ the center of your life? And I knew that He was not the center of my life. And I responded, repented. I want to walk with God for the rest of my life, and I want to make Him the center of my life.
I just want to thank God so much for what He did for me this week. I came to Bible school feeling discouraged about life and some things that were happening, and I just feel like God just encouraged me so much, and I just feel all ready to go home and face life again and live for Him.
I've been very blessed here at Bible school this week. I've been extremely inspired. I want to especially bless all the boys, we're in a prayer group together here. We had just a rich time of sharing, and God was working, He was moving. And I also want to say that in my heart, there was some things that were sort of troubling me. Not really areas of sin, but just some areas of turmoil. And I cried out to God and asked Him that He would give me peace, and praise God, He did just that. Let's all keep pressing on for the Lord and working for the kingdom of God.
I just want to say that this week has been a little bit difficult for me at first, and last night I was able to find peace with God. I was really, really dreading going home and getting back in the groove of, I don't know, just the normal home life sometimes. It's kind of difficult for me to always be patient and always be kind. And so I was able to give everything to God last night, and now I'm free, and now I'm ready to go home and serve Him and be a witness to everybody around me.
My name is Susan Stalter. I'm from Holmes County, Ohio. I was very blessed by Corny's message yesterday morning about being faithful to God no matter what situation you're in. The one thing that he said about when Daniel was in line, when Daniel was, the rule was made about not praying to anyone except the king for 30 days, and then he said about, well, couldn't we just wait for 30 days and then pray twice as much? And that struck home with me. I just had to go and repent before God, and just, I don't want to have that kind of an attitude, but to live faithfully to God no matter what my friends do or what the world around me does. And also, just by way of testimony, Brother Rick Cass was talking about giving your heart to your parents and your relationship with them and stuff. And I just want to testify that has been one of the biggest blessings of my Christian life in the last couple of years, just have that clear relationship with them. God bless you all. Let's keep serving the Lord with all our hearts.
Hello, my name is Brandy Halbert, and I just want to thank the Lord for what He's done in my life. These last couple years of my Christian life, I'd really been struggling with victory. I would go up and down, and while the Lord showed me some areas that I needed to work in, one of the core areas of my failure was the fact that I wasn't reading my Bible. And that was just something that the Lord just really showed me last night that I just really need to do, and just gave me a new heart to do it, and a new desire to do that. And I feel like if I start reading my Bible, He'll give me the peace that I want, and the joy that I want, and the direction in life. And also He'll give me the ability to be a witness for Him and not be ashamed of Him. So I just am very thankful for Bible school.
Hi, my name is Stephanie, and I'm from Ontario. And I just want to say that our God is an awesome God. And last night, the message spoke to me. And by God's grace, I want to keep Jesus the center of my life. Thank you for having this Bible school.
Okay. We actually got done 5 minutes early. Is there anyone else? We'd have room for two more if you had a few in your heart yet.
Yeah, well, I was just ready to get up when he comes up and says I was the last guy, so I guess I got a second chance. But yeah, God really spoke to me this week on two areas of my life, or a few areas, I should say. Monday, I just was feeling that there was a cloud over my head. I wasn't quite getting clear with Christ. And so I knew there was something wrong. I wasn't quite sure what. And so Tuesday I responded to the altar and asked God to just show me what it was that was holding me back from having a clear heaven with Him. And He showed me with some rebellion to my parents and with some other things in my life. And I was just able to confess that and get right with God. And I have a clear heaven now. So praise God.
Hello, my name is Abigail. I'm from Tennessee. I just want to testify of the joy that God has given me in my heart this week as I have surrendered and sought Him this week. And the challenge that that gave us to just surrender everything that we have to God and go, and also the speaking of going before the world weeping, that we can draw others to Him. And I just want to pray that as I go before the world, that I would go with weeping and trembling, then just guarding my life against the things of the world and just make Him and be all that I can for Christ.
Thank you for listening to this message. We trust that it has been a blessing to you. If you would like additional sermons or a catalog, please visit our website at effortofministries.org. Call us toll-free at 855-557-7902 or write to us at Ephrata Ministries, 400 West Main Street, Suite 1, Ephrata, Pennsylvania, 17522. You are welcome to copy this message for free distribution. This ministry is supported by your donations. May the Lord Jesus bless you.